everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, it's a wonderful day, isn't it? You know, I'll tell you, yesterday, for those of you who were listening, I was talking about how the TSA is groping our little six-year-olds in our country to make us all safer. And one of the things I wanted to mention as well, which I forgot to mention yesterday, was while this woman, this TSA agent, was groping this little six-year-old girl, she was also telling her what pretty hair she had. And, you know, I was thinking about that last night. I was thinking about the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz, and how she said, "Oh, my little pretty," you know, and that's what it made me think of, really, because aren't these people, this whole system that they are creating, which really is just a conditioning plan that they have to condition us to accept more and more invasions of our privacy and our liberty, that's what that's all about. But it's interesting to me how they go about it. But think about it. Now, half the time they're railing against pedophiles and then yet they're doing things which would be, if this was on the street and this woman was doing that to this little girl, we would say she was a pedophile, wouldn't we? But yet it's okay when the TSA gropes and molests little kids. That's acceptable. But if you take the little kid outside the airport and on the street corner, then the person is a pedophile. So, you know, there's something really wrong here in this country, people. And if that doesn't make you take a step back and take a look at what's happening in your country, because this is your country, then I don't know what will. I don't really know what it is that's going to fire up the American people to get them to start to really speak out against what is happening. I know we're not all sheep. I know my guest that's going to be on with me today, I know he's not sheep. He's not a sheep. So I really don't know. I don't know what it's going to take, but you need to really take a look at what they're doing, because what they're doing is they are assaulting us every which way that they can. You know, B.O. was out there yesterday. He was, at the podium reading from the teleprompter that he does remarkably well, I should say. Although when he's on his own and he has no teleprompter in hand, he does really struggle with the English language. He certainly does. He's not as eloquent without the teleprompter as he is with it. But he was doing his hate the rich hustle yesterday. And, of course, that's always effective, isn't it? Our class wars are always so effective in making things happen here in this country. They have the race wars going on, the race hustle, now we got the class hustle, hate the rich. You know, I'll tell you something. I never got a job from a poor man in my life. And I'd like to know how many of you out there listening got a job from a poor man. How many? I would say zippo, zero. Nobody ever gets a job from a poor man. In fact, most of the companies out there aren't these multi-billion dollar mega corporations, these multinational corporations. Most of the people in this country actually work for small businesses. They aren't these rich people that B.O. loves to complain about. They're just the average guy who owns the 7-Eleven or the shoeshine store, or, you know, one of these little whatever kind of stores it might be. It's just the average guy. It's your neighbor who owns the gas station. That's who it is. These aren't rich people. But B.O. loves to use things that divide and conquer, doesn't he? He's so good at that. If we could award him the Nobel Prize for dividing and conquering, he might get that, don't you think? I mean, he got it for doing nothing already, so maybe he's so adept at dividing and conquering, we could give B.O. the Nobel Prize for that. What do you think, huh? I vote for that. Maybe we need a new Nobel Prize. You know, I was reading something or watching something on the news, and it was about Time magazine says, what if there is no hell? Now, I know the people at Time, they're experts on this. I'm sure they've been studiously studying the Bible and other books to determine that there is no hell, and they would be the experts on this. I would certainly read their magazine, and I would use what they have to say as fact. You know, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to call into this show, 877-254-7524, my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. That's where you can reach me. Send me an email. You're going to hear me Tuesday through Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Mountain Time on here on KHNC. Plus, I'm on Fridays at 5 Eastern Time on WNJC 1360. And you can hear me Sundays at noon on Micro 1650 AM. Plus, I'm replayed daily on NetTalk World. I need advertisers. I need sponsors. So if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do, then, hey, kids, you need to help out the cause here, because free speech is not free. So contact me through my website. There's a contact button. Lots of great information on my website as well. And I will hook you up with the people at KHNC who can make that happen and create great ads for whatever product or business you happen to have. So I think you ought to do that. I think I'm giving you great information. I'm giving you my unsolicited opinion, which consists of great information. Now, hey, that is the deal of the century, I'm telling you. You know, I wanted to tell you quickly, there's a white privilege conference going on out in Minnesota. And, you know, I think that's real important for people to be aware of this white privilege conference that's out there. And I'm just wondering who's been invited to this white privilege conference. And I guess anybody who's white is guilty of white privilege now. I suppose if you've worked hard for stuff in your life, well, you didn't get that because you worked hard and you did what's called a little elbow grease. You put a little elbow grease into the old effort there, the E for effort. You got it because of white privilege and not because you actually did something to earn it. Isn't that an amazing thing? Don't you just love how these people love to hustle everything? There isn't a thing that they won't try to hustle. Now, you know, I have to tell you, at what point in this country, and I see this over and over again, the broken record here, the unsolicited opinion, I'm telling you, at what point are you going to stand up and speak out for yourself, stop this hustling that goes on, and stand up for American people, American principles, the American Constitution, and do what it is that's right. Now listen, we're going to break. When we come back, I got a great guest lined up, so hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrup, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way
the only way they know how.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words if you want to get in contact with me. It is theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you want to call into this radio show today, the number is 877-254-7524. And I want to just mention one more thing about white privilege before I bring on my guest. And I was thinking about that. You know, B.O. certainly is a beneficiary of this white privilege, isn't he? Because more white people actually voted for Obama than any other group. And that's what put him into office. So Barack Obama, B.O., well, he's a beneficiary of this white privilege. Isn't that an amazing thing? I'll tell you, you just never know what can happen here in the good old U.S. of A. Now, I want to tell you about my guest today. My guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. He has a Ph.D. in forest science. He is a very learned individual, and he has written a book, which I've read, and it is a super book. It's called Rescuing a Broken America, and we certainly need to be rescued, don't we? So his website is rescuingamericabook.com, and he's got another one, nocapandtrade.us, plus I believe he's got a couple others. So welcome, Dr. Kaufman. How are you today? Thanks for coming back on my show.
I'm doing very well, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Tell me, sovereignty.net, you're with that website as well, right, Dr. Kaufman?
That is correct. Okay. I'm very active in Sovereignty International, which is at sovereignty.net. I'm the CEO of it. Henry Lamb, whom you might have interviewed already, is the chairman, and we really do try to find out what's going on internationally as well as nationally to help people understand what is happening and how all of this Agenda 21 and sustainable development and climate change, all of these things come together to try to take our liberties away from us.
Dr. Kaufman, let's start out with the UN Convention on Biological Diversity and how you were so successful with your wildlands map. Let's talk about that a little bit. Explain what that was and what your wildlands map is as you created.
Well, to start out with, I have a Ph.D. in ecosystems analysis, therefore, and I've actually practiced in most ecosystems in this country. And back in the 1980s, I became aware that the United Nations was trying to make biodiversity a key point for an international treaty, basically saying that Mother Earth is very fragile and her ecosystems, if you damage them, it's going to cause the destruction of the Earth. So I began to really look at what was happening in that particular arena. In 1992, it came out with the Convention on Biological Diversity and United Nations Treaty that then Bill Clinton sent to the Senate for ratification. And in 1994, I mean, it basically would set aside one half of the United States into wilderness. That's what was called for in this international treaty. Now, the treaty didn't actually say that, but there was the same group of people that wrote the treaty also wrote what is known as the Wildland Project, a system of reserves and corridors and interconnecting corridors in which would set aside one half of the United States in the wilderness. It would be like a vascular system of a human being supplying blood to the various parts of your body. This is what this Wildlands Project was supposed to look like. It's horrifying. And it was, as we knew, the basis of the Convention on Biological Diversity, except the treaty didn't say that. And as a result, I went down to Congress in July of 1994, and tried to alert the Senate that this is going to be come for ratification, and it's horrifying and so forth. Didn't have much luck. Did meet two other fellows while I was down there that were trying to do the same thing, and we joined forces to create Sovereignty International and was able to actually derail the ratification vote in August of 1994 when we basically put a map out, a mass fax release, and that was the technology at the time. You know, the internet really didn't exist all that much at that point.
Okay.
But massive fax releases did, and we sent out a one-page fax release to 4,400 people, and the next day the Senate called us, asked us to call off our dogs because they had received over 2 to 3 million people complaining about this particular treaty and the fact that it actually had shut down the Senate phone system. I mean, it was really an amazing thing. You have to look at it and say, God, that is a miracle.
Yeah,
and so we shut it down in August, and told the Senate Foreign Relations lead. I'm sorry, the Senate leader at that time, Mitchell from Maine, that this was a very dangerous treaty and it needed to be stopped. He then he basically called the United Nations. The United Nations told him that they had no idea what he was talking about, and they needed to reauthorize or to vote this into a law in September 29th of that same year, 1994. And what happened was that when we combined forces into Sovereignty International, one of the three people that were involved in that knew someone in New York that could get out what they thought was called a convention or the Global Biodiversity Assessment out of the United Nations. Now, this was an assessment that had been contracted the year before to write what the implementing language and documents should be based upon. It was a huge document, and as it turned out, it was over 1,300 pages. We didn't get it out of there, but they knew somebody, and this is really exciting. They really knew somebody in England. They couldn't get it. They knew someone in Germany. They couldn't get it. And they knew that person knew somebody in Gland, Switzerland, which is the headquarters of the organization that wrote this document. We called the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. They thought that we were on their side. By this time, who we were was lost in the translation. And they actually FedExed a copy of this Global Biodiversity Assessment to us. And it was the one chapter was over 400 pages long. It happened to be the critical chapter. We actually took that, broke it down into a component parts between the three of us, started reading, and it was horrifying. It actually spelled out the fact that it was based on the Wildlands Project, that was the smoking gun, and that it would require setting aside hundreds of millions of acres in the United States to be able to accomplish this goal of this international treaty. And as a consequence, we FedExed that down on September 28th to the Senate Foreign Policy Committee, and along with a map that I had been drawing for 3 years, because I knew this was a very, very damning treaty. I mean, it was very dangerous. And showing all of these reserves and corridors, it was about three quarters done by that time. And both of these documents, the map and the actual text from the Global Biodiversity Assessment, was taken out of the Senate floor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the cloture vote to ratify the treaty was to be taken an hour later. We stopped it, and basically it came to a dead stop. It was never voted on. Senator Mitchell removed it from the executive calendar. It's still sitting in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but I doubt that it's going to be coming out now that we have more Republicans in the Congress, because it is horrifying. I expected it to come out the last 2 years with a Democratic majority in the Senate, but it never did. I was really quite pleased with that. But the fact is that we stopped it an hour before it was to come out on the floor for a vote.
Well, tell me something, Dr. Kaufman, because they're still implementing this through the back door.
Yes.
Without this treaty, with their push to what you describe in your book, you call it rural cleansing, where they're moving people off of their property, denying them the use of their own property. So they're really implementing this, wouldn't you say, through the back door by other methods, even though it's not
yes,
a direct assault with this treaty?
If you go to takingliberty.us, takingliberty.us, I have put together an interactive program on that to show you in various states and so forth what is actually happening now, several years old now, but it will give you a flavor of just exactly how they're doing this. They're doing this in a variety of ways, through conservation easements, through legislation at the various states, or even community level, where environmentalists call it greenways or whatever, some fine-sounding name, but what it does is it basically starts to implement piecemeal the same thing. We stopped it from being ratified. They're going about very hard to try to do it in other ways. In the western United States, and this is the key thing, most people don't recognize that in the western United States, most states have over 50% of their land area in federal control. In other words, the federal government controls over 50% of the land area. They say they own it, but that's not quite technically correct. But the fact is they can control what happens, and what's happening is that they are making life absolutely miserable for any company or any rancher or any farmer or anyone who has leases and so forth on federal land to make a living. They make it so cumbersome and so difficult that it becomes almost impossible to survive with a business in those particular areas, and they're forcing the people off of their own land because most of the land is federal, and therefore the owner may have 200 or 300 acres of his own and 5,000 acres of federal lease land. All of a sudden, it becomes impossible to make a living wage, and they're economically depressed. They leave their farm, and it reverts back to the federal government. And it's tragic to what is happening. Tens of thousands of people who make their living off of the land in the western United States are being very, very seriously harmed through this mentality that we must protect Mother Earth from any human use.
Well, you know, I read your book, Dr. Kaufman, and one of the things that I think people need to be aware of is how effectively groups like the Sierra Club sue our federal agencies using that Equal Access to Justice Act. And in there
right.
you give a statistic between 2003 and 2005, over $1 billion just in 2 years was paid out by the U.S. Forest Service to those groups. So talk about that a little bit, would you, Dr. Kaufman, because here we are being enslaved with our own tax dollars.
That's a key statement that you made right now. We are literally being destroyed by our own tax dollars because what happens is that you have a federal government whose agencies are deeply embedded with these kind of mentality. In fact, Agenda 21 has been actually implemented in the United States, and all these federal agencies have now as their primary directive of protecting nature from humans rather than their agencies helping people succeed on federal lands or federal activities. It is diametrically evil. I mean, it is just beyond the pale. And what happens is, because of this Equal Access to Justice law provision that was put into place by Democrats back about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, what is happening now is that they actually can take a case into, create a lawsuit against a farmer, a rancher, or whatever the case may be, or the U.S. Federal Forest Service, or the Bureau of Land Management, or any number of these agencies, claiming that they're not following the law, NEPA and so forth, and actually win. They can, it could be done on a postcard. It takes all of 5 minutes to file a lawsuit, maybe a couple hundred dollars, and that's it. And basically, because of the way everything is structured against the federal government, those federal agencies then accept that lawsuit and don't fight it, and then the lawyers for the environmental organizations claim millions of dollars worth of legal fees that are then paid by the court from these various agencies to these law firms, and it just stimulates more and more and more lawsuits, and it's a devastating effect on the average person who depends upon some help from these agencies because they're not getting it.
Well, no, they're working against them. I mean, these agencies, our federal agencies, are working against the people. We don't have a government anymore that's for the people, Dr. Kaufman. We have a government that is against the people. That is so evident from the more you know, the more you recognize that this government is not out there to help us.
No, it's not. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book, is to help people, because you see all these things going on around you, but there's nothing to hang your hat on. There's no way that you can understand what's going on. And this book really helps you to understand what the agenda is behind this, what is actually happening, and how to put it together and recognize what they're actually trying to do. And that is basically destroy this country as we have known it for 250 years.
Dr. Kaufman, you know, I was reading, and you had mentioned something in your book about a 1956 Congressman Reese had some hearings, I guess, on these tax-exempted foundations and their actual influence in what's transpiring in this country. Talk about that a little bit, if you would, please.
Well, basically, what has happened is you have a lot of these foundations that were set up to protect the assets of the early robber barons of the 19th and early 20th century, the J.P. Morgans and so forth. And what they did is they set up these tax-exempt foundations. Most of them were done by the wives or the children of these people, and done in a way to try to help people. I mean, it was done in a very legitimate way. And what has happened over a period of time, these organizations have been taken
Dr.
over.
Dr. Kaufman, hold. Dr. Kaufman, hang on. We got to go to break. Listen, everybody, you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and aroma touch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils and cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's Aroma Touch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. A podcast of this show as well as a link to Dr. Kaufman's websites will be up sometime tonight. So if you want to listen to this program again with Dr. Michael Kaufman, please do so. Listen, I need advertisers and sponsors, and I'm a redistributor of the truth. So if you like the truth and you want the truth to continue, then you need to help out. Connect with me, and I will connect you with people at KHNC who can make that happen. Now, Dr. Michael Kaufman's website is several of them, rescuingamericabook.com to buy his Rescuing a Broken America book, No Cap and Trade, takingliberty.us, sovereignty.net. So when we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, you were talking about these tax-exempt foundations, so...
Yes, and what happened was these families set up these foundations really for doing very well, very good for people, and they've been gradually taken over by progressives, which have this ideology that the federal government must control everything, and over time have literally become the actual enemies of the American people because they sponsor hundreds of billions of dollars, or not hundreds of billions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of activism, to create these kind of laws and other things that hurt the American people to try to bring down our Constitution. They are actively, and I mean actively, seeking to destroy the Constitution of the United States. Soros, George Soros, for instance, this multi-billionaire, funds at least $500 million a year in this kind of donations and so forth from his own foundations. do exactly that, destroy the Constitution of the United States. Others take on the environmental issues, whatever, some take on the social issues, but it's been estimated that the total amount of funding that goes into these tax-exempt organizations is close to at least $5 billion a year. It's unbelievable how much money is going in, much of it our own money, going into destroying us.
Yeah, well, see, Dr. Kaufman, I don't think a lot of people realize that because of these tax-exempt foundations apply for government grants, they're getting our tax dollars to help propel their agenda forward.
Yes.
It's not just the money that Rockefeller set aside that's garnered interest all these years that they're using. They've spent that, and this is just more money out of our own pocket. It's the most incredible, diabolical scheme that these people have put together. It's an amazing thing. Let me give out the number for people who want to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Dr. Kaufman, in your book, Rescuing a Broken America, you talk about Rousseau versus Locke. Can you explain the difference there in the ideologies and where we're at with that?
Yeah, I think you're beginning to see that being played out in the budget wars that are going on right now, and I think it's going to really become apparent in the next few days. But the Constitution and our founding fathers built this nation upon the principles of who's known as John Locke in the late 17th century. And his principles are based on the idea that the government is is controlled by the people. As you said earlier today, we no longer have a government of the people. We have a government for the government. And that's diametrically opposed to the Locke's way of thinking. If you read John Locke's writing, I mean, it's old English type of prose and so forth, but you can see exactly how the Constitution was written, how the Declaration of Independence was written. In fact, several quotes out of the Declaration of Independence come right out of John Locke's writings. Now, you look at the same thing right on John Locke's heels. A French man was born and raised called Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And he wrote, you know, remember Jean-Jacques Rousseau, England was a constitutional form of government by this time because of the Magna Carta. Over a period of time, the average citizen can hold property and so forth. That's not true in France at the same time. France was still a monarchy. It was still under the old feudal system in which the nobility owned everything. And Jean-Jacques Rousseau then came out with a series of writings that condemned private property rights, condemned any kind of form of government that allowed nobility to have it, which you can understand, have power. But what he said is basically establish a government that then establishes human rights and other sundry things. This is exactly the opposite of the writings of John Locke. And as a consequence, France, and interestingly enough, if you go back and you look at Thomas Jefferson, for instance, who was an ambassador to France, and after he came home, you had the French Revolution, and then Jefferson went back over to France along with Patrick Henry to congratulate the French government, the newly emerging French government after the Revolution, for imposing what they thought was going to be another republic like what the United States had created, and found that they were going to instead form a government based on the Rousseau's writings that was made the government sovereign over the individuals. Now, our Constitution is based on the idea that the individual is sovereign over the government. So you can begin to see the total opposite nature of these two philosophies, ideologies. In fact, they were so upset, both of them almost were thrown into jail and beheaded. If it wasn't for Jefferson's a previous time as an ambassador, they would have been, especially, as you might well expect, Patrick Henry, in his fiery way, was actually condemned to death. And Jefferson saved him. They were expelled from France, never to go back, because both of those individuals saw how horrifying this new emerging French government would become, and it was bloody. It was horrifyingly bloody. The American Revolution, no blood other than the war that we had with England. And as a result of what we saw there, what we have now is that Rousseau is basically considered the founder or the father of Marxism and communism, even fascism, and that is what is now coming into the United States and gaining dominance. We have this kind of mentality in the federal government right now. It's about to take over, and unless we stop it, unless we stop what is happening, we will have a government very soon. It's already there in many respects, but have a government very soon that is sovereign over the individual, and the individual has no rights other than what the government gives it. Our basic civil rights will be gone.
Dr. Kaufman, let's talk a little bit on that, how they implement this using Hegel's dialectic, how they do this whole bait and switch. So talk about Hegel's dialectic, because that's so critical, because people are being duped with Hegel's dialectic, which I'm sure most people don't have any idea who Hegel was and what he dreamt up.
Yeah, Hegel is a philosopher and educator from the, I think, 18th century. And his idea was that you can never make major changes in any group or society all at once. And the only way that you can do that is to create a crisis in which then you have a solution that is so horrifying it would never be accepted by the average citizen, whatever group it's in. And then offer something that's in between. And people are so relieved that we wouldn't have to take this horrifying solution. They opt for the intermediate solution, and incrementally you begin to move the whole population from point A to point Z through a
Dr.
series
Kaufman,
of steps.
Dr. Kaufman, hold that thought, because we have to go to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins. Reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into this show today, the number is 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can send me an email, lots of great information on there, and there is a tab on there entitled Dark Future, which I suggest you go and take a look at, because there's all kinds of information on there about sustainable development. So, and these other characters involved with this absolutely evil, diabolical plot. So take a look at that, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and if you have a comment or question, 877-254-7524. So when we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, You were talking about Hegel's dialectic. So, you know, one of the things that comes to mind when I think about that is how the Patriot Act was enacted, which, of course, gives the government the right to spy on us without any judge signing off on a court order that there's reasonable cause for that, and we would be none the wiser because no one would know. So I think that their response to 9/11 was a perfect example, in my estimation anyway, of Hegel's dialectic. Can you give me some other examples of how they've used this as well?
Global warming is the classic example, I think, as well. I mean, they're almost anything out of Agenda 21, they have blown the seriousness of whatever situation they're looking at way out of proportion. And they offer really radical solutions and then seem to be willing to take little less onerous types of solutions, but moving us closer and closer to this idea where the U.S. government will control every single American citizen. And ultimately, it's designed to put that under United Nations control. We're a ways from that yet, but yet we're still being influenced tremendously by the United Nations through the Man in the Biosphere program, through heritage sites, and a variety of other things. But global warming, let's go back to that. We are okay. Supposedly told that we're going to increase the Earth's temperature by 3 or 4 degrees centigrade in the next, or Celsius, in the next 50 to 100 years. When in fact we're actually in a cooling period right now. They take these things from periods of 1975 until around 2000. We did have a warming period, but we had a warming period in the 1920s and 30s and early 40s too. In fact, that warming period was much more dramatic than it is right now, or was during this last period. During the 1945 to 75 period, we had a cooling period. When the warming started and they could see these cycles about every 25 or 30 years, they knew we were going to come into a warming period, and therefore they geared up the media and so forth to proclaim that in this mass hysteria that we're having man-caused global warming. And folks, I have a PhD in not only forest science but also climatology. I've done a lot of research. I led a multi-million dollar research in the effects of acid rain and global climate change on our nation's ecosystems back in the 1990s and early, the 1990s. And let me tell you, even at that time, it was physically or theoretically possible that man could be causing it. But since that time, that has disappeared. There is no convincing empirical scientific evidence that man is causing global warming. Absolutely zero. The only thing that supports this idea are computer models, and depending upon what goes in equals garbage out, and every one of these computer models are based on premises or assumptions that are just not true. Nonetheless, what we have is a major efforts to create legislation that would create cap and trade, cause the government basically to come into control of all of the American economy, because everything that we do requires energy, primarily from fossil fuels, and therefore the release of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. There's a one-to-one relationship. And if you control carbon dioxide emissions, you control the economy. And that's what this government has been trying to do the last 10 years, is pass legislation that would allow the federal government to finally control the U.S. economy, something that these globalists really want to do. They cannot really impose their ideas of a world government until they can control the United States economy. The biodiversity treaty that we stopped back in the 1990s was designed to control property rights. The global warming issue, it was designed to control the U.S. economy. And fortunately, we have held them off, except now the EPA is introducing something like 32,000 pages of new regulations that control carbon dioxide emissions and still allow the U.S. government to control our economy. That's what the House of Representatives, the Republicans, have been trying to do, is to defund that activity on the part of the EPA. And, of course, the progressive Democrats in the Senate have absolutely balked at that and refused to allow that to go through, because I don't know what it is about a progressive. I can't say that all these progressive Democrats are part of this agenda. I don't think they are. I think that they have been just deluded on a massive scale that we've got to protect this the country because we do have global warming. I think they really do believe this in their heart of hearts, that we will destroy the earth unless we stop this global warming, and no fact is going to dissuade them.
Yeah. Dr. Kaufman, we've got a caller, so let's take this caller real quick. Hey, caller.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, caller.
Hello, Maggie?
Yes.
Yes, this is John in Denver, and I've listened to your show. You evidently are new to American Freedom Network consortium there. I listen to Alex Jones religiously, and I've read and listened to Jesse Ventura, and we know there's no doubt that this evil global elite is wanting to take us over. But what can we do, Maggie, to counter? We need to start taking steps to counter as a people. I'm an ex-nom vet with a star, and I didn't get my star by being a wuss.
Right.
I want to stand up for this country. I know what it represents. We can get it back in line with the Constitution. We need to get the. I think we need to start by getting the Fed and the IRS out. They were the ones that cut the Commonwealth, the cartel. I'll call it the cartel for the sake of life or something better. That got started with us and got their tentacles into us, hooks into us in 1913 when we allowed through a complacent apathy to allow the illegal ratification of the Fed and the IRS. Is that not true?
Yes, it is.
That is correct. I think your long-term goal is correct. I don't think it's going to happen immediately. In my book,
no.
Rescuing a Broken America, I have about four chapters on solutions. And
well,
one of the primary solutions,
like Alex said, and Alex is probably the people's champion or advocate for this. He's been doing, he indicated with the last 16 years of his life, he's been dedicating to pushing forward on this agenda.
Listen, caller, we have to go to break. Thanks for calling in. I'll have to have Dr. Kaufman answer your question when we come back from break. Hang on, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, theunsolicitedopinion.com is the way to do that. And Dr. Kaufman, we've only got a couple more minutes, so maybe you can answer the caller's question about what we can do. And one of the things you talk about is coordination. So maybe you could touch on that briefly in the last couple minutes that we have left.
You bet. First thing is we need to elect the right people to the Congress and to the state legislatures and to your local government. That is absolutely critical. We're already seeing the benefits of doing that in the 2010 election. I can't spend any time on it. Next thing is to eliminate the Amendment 17 to the Constitution and get the senators basically appointed by the state once again rather than by people. And then finally, the coordination process. You don't know this, but every federal law and most state laws have a little provision in them that the state or federal government or agency has to work with the local community in imposing state or federal laws. And I have two chapters devoted to this because it's a powerful, powerful tool for local governments. You have to have the right people elected in these city councils or county commissioners and so forth, but they have the ability to be able to write their own way of how federal law and state law is implemented in their jurisdiction. And exactly. It's been astounding how people have been able to protect themselves this way.
Okay.
Doctor, doesn't it actually start with us as at a local and then a state level? And the object is to get it back, the power back to the states as it was there, early on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
John, thanks for calling into the show. I appreciate it. I've only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks, John, for calling, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Dr. Kaufman, so I know that you mentioned one of the other groups. Is it American Stewards? I'm not exactly sure the name of that group.
Yeah, American Stewards of Liberty. They're the ones that have done the most with the coordination process. And it's the American Stewards of Liberty. I'm just typing into Google. It'll come up with the web address.
Okay.
And I give it, of course, in the book as well and give the references to where who you should talk to and get information. Because even three chapters really is not enough to be able to explain this process. And it is a powerful, powerful tool. It has been used to stop multi-billion dollar efforts on the part of the federal or state governments to implement really bad plans.
Okay. Yeah, that's key because, as this caller had mentioned, what do we do? And I think one of the things you mentioned is we have to start at a local level, but I've been suggesting to people that they need to run for office. They can't rely
yes.
on people who are in there to do the right thing. They know they'll do the right thing. They need to become the candidate for office and start doing some grassroots, knocking on doors, getting their name out there and become the candidate. That's the only way we're going to take this country back. If we become the solution, we become the people who are in
exactly.
seats of control so that we can have a hand in making these decisions and stopping these decisions.
Absolutely. The Tea Party movement last year really, I think, is the first effort that I've been really pleased with of finally getting people who have an understanding of constitutional principles into office, and it's encouraged a lot of people who would not otherwise run to run for those offices, which is fantastic because that's exactly what we need. The same old politicians just aren't going to cut it.
No, because they've already shown their true colors. Nothing's changed. They know what to say to do people into believing that somehow they've changed their colors, but their true colors come shining through, and there's perfect examples of that everywhere across the country. Dr. Kaufman.
Yeah, one of them is that $38.5 billion budget cut that the Congress is supposed to be passing today. I don't think it's going to pass. That basically has turned out to be about $350 million, not $38.5 billion. I mean, it is so duplicitous that it makes you want to throw up.
Yes, it does. Dr. Kaufman, thanks again for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. RescuingAmericaBook.com. Hey, this is Maggie. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. I'll see you next week. I'll be back. 9 a.m. Mountain Time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Take care, everybody.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow. why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rain.